Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Black Protocol of Wealth: Unlock the Forbidden Codes to Purge Money Blocks, Elevate Your Frequency, and Build Lasting Wealth by the Black Architect is a self-help and personal finance book positioned at the intersection of wealth psychology, spiritual alignment, and practical income design. Rather than presenting conventional budgeting, saving, or career advice, it frames wealth as the result of hidden patterns that shape behavior, opportunity, and dependency. The book argues that hard work alone is not enough when subconscious beliefs, draining environments, and inherited money scripts continue to limit decision-making. Its purpose is to help readers identify internal and external blocks, reinterpret their relationship with money, and build income flows from existing knowledge or abilities. Because the book uses language drawn from energy work and metaphysical self-development, it is best understood as an unconventional wealth manual. Its central appeal lies in combining mindset, self-audit, and financial independence themes into a system for personal economic repositioning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth is framed as a hidden operating system rather than a reward for effort. A central idea in the Black Protocol of Wealth is that money does not simply follow effort, ambition, or socially approved paths. The book presents wealth as governed by hidden codes, meaning patterns of belief, attention, behavior, and positioning that influence whether a person remains dependent or becomes economically self-directed. This framing challenges the familiar message that working harder will automatically lead to financial security. The practical significance of this idea is that it shifts the reader from measuring only labor input to examining the systems that shape outcomes. If someone repeatedly works hard but remains financially trapped, the book suggests that the problem may involve internal conditioning, weak leverage, poor energetic boundaries, or dependence on structures that extract value without building ownership. This does not replace practical finance, but it broadens the diagnostic lens. The book is most distinctive when it treats wealth building as a combination of strategic design and personal deprogramming, not merely income growth. Its hidden code language is metaphorical and spiritual, yet it points toward a recognizable principle. Wealth often depends on leverage, clarity, and the ability to stop repeating inherited scripts. Secondly, money blocks are treated as subconscious patterns that shape financial behavior. The book places strong emphasis on purging money blocks, which it presents as subconscious barriers that interfere with wealth creation. These blocks may include guilt around earning, fear of visibility, attachment to scarcity, distrust of opportunity, or emotional loyalty to struggle. Although the language is spiritual, the underlying concept resembles a behavioral audit. People often make financial choices that reflect old conditioning rather than present possibility. The Black Protocol of Wealth asks readers to look beneath surface goals and identify the scripts that make wealth feel unsafe, undeserved, or unattainable. This is important because financial action is rarely purely rational. A person may know what to do but avoid doing it because the action conflicts with identity, family expectations, or fear of judgment. The book extends this idea through references to energetic parasites and financial traps, terms that appear to describe relationships, environments, or habits that drain attention and keep a person dependent. Its contribution is not a technical model of psychology, but a forceful vocabulary for recognizing hidden resistance. The value for readers lies in connecting emotional patterns with practical financial stagnation. Thirdly, frequency is used as a model for aligning identity, environment, and money choices. The phrase "elevate your frequency" signals the book's metaphysical approach. But within the context of wealth building, it functions as more than decorative language. Frequency refers to the state from which a person makes decisions, selects opportunities, tolerates relationships, and interprets money. The book implies that lasting wealth requires alignment between inner state and outer action. If someone claims to want independence but remains in chaotic environments, reactive spending patterns, or validation-seeking work, their behavior conflicts with the wealth identity they are trying to build. This topic is important because it links mindset to consistency. A higher frequency, in the book's vocabulary, can be understood as greater clarity, discipline, self-respect, and refusal to operate from fear or desperation. That interpretation makes the concept practically useful, even for readers who do not share the spiritual assumptions. The limitation is that frequency is not a measurable financial tool and should not be confused with a substitute for planning, skill, or execution. Its strongest use is as a self-regulation framework. It encourages readers to examine whether their emotional environment supports the decisions required for income growth and independence. Fourthly, scalable income flows begin with knowledge and assets already within reach. One of the more practical elements of the Black Protocol of Wealth is its emphasis on building simple. Scalable income flows from what the reader already knows. This moves the book beyond purely motivational or spiritual language and toward a leverage-based understanding of wealth. The idea is that people often overlook knowledge, experience, skills, or perspectives that can be converted into products, services, consulting, digital content, or other repeatable value streams. The key distinction is scalability. A wage or hourly service may create income, but it remains limited by time and energy. A scalable flow attempts to separate value creation from constant personal labor, even if only partially. The book does not appear to position itself as a technical business manual, so readers should not expect detailed operational instruction comparable to a startup or investing guide. Its role is more conceptual. It pushes readers to stop seeing income only as employment and start identifying ways to package what they already possess. This is consistent with the broader theme of exiting dependency. By turning existing knowledge into structured value, the reader begins to shift from survival earning to intentional asset creation. Lastly, exit protocols focus on detaching from systems that drain autonomy and clarity. The concept of exit protocols is one of the book's clearest attempts to translate its wealth philosophy into action. These protocols refer to methods of detaching from systems, relationships, habits, or environments that drain energy, clarity, and freedom. In conventional financial literature, this might be described as reducing liabilities, limiting distractions, changing peer groups, or redesigning work and consumption patterns. The Black Protocol of Wealth frames the issue more sharply. Dependency is not only economic, but also energetic and psychological. A person can earn more money while still remaining trapped if their time, attention, and identity are controlled by draining systems. The exit protocol concept therefore broadens wealth building into a question of sovereignty. It asks what must be left, reduced, or restructured so that wealth can become sustainable rather than temporary. This is a useful counterpoint to books that focus only on accumulation. Without boundaries, increased income may simply feed the same patterns of obligation and leakage. The book's strength is in making detachment part of the wealth process. Its limitation is that readers must translate the concept into realistic steps, especially when obligations involve family, employment, debt, or limited resources. In conclusion, The Black Protocol of Wealth is best suited for readers who are interested in personal finance but feel underserved by traditional advice, centered only on budgeting, saving, credentials, or relentless work. It will especially appeal to people who connect financial behavior with identity, emotional conditioning, spiritual alignment, and the influence of environments. The practical benefit is that it encourages a full audit of wealth barriers, not only income, but also beliefs, habits, relationships, attention, and dependence on draining systems. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of wealth as a multidimensional pattern rather than a simple reward for effort. Readers seeking technical instruction on investing, accounting, tax strategy, or business operations may need to pair it with more conventional resources. Its strongest value lies in diagnosis, reorientation, and personal strategy rather than detailed financial mechanics. Compared with many self-help wealth books, it stands out through its direct use of energetic language, hidden code framing, and the idea of exit protocols. While many books discuss money mindset, this one presents mindset as part of a broader system involving subconscious blocks, scalable income flows, and autonomy from extractive environments. Its differentiation is its fusion of spiritual vocabulary with practical independence themes, making it a distinctive entry in the unconventional wealth category. If you would like to support The Black Architect, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.